You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Last week, the U.S. Senate debated whether employers should be allowed to forbid their workers from talking to each other about their pay. I'll let NPR's Jennifer Ludden explain.
Yes, experts say people do still get fired or punished for talking about their pay. It may not happen often. In fact, federal labor law already deems it illegal. But a lot of companies still make people sign a paper promising to keep quiet and threaten dismissal if they don't.
Some argue allowing the talk will help close wage gaps between women and men. And recent research from Cornell University found openness around pay can boost productivity, too. Our workplace guy, Brandon Smith, joins me again this morning to explore that. Hello.
Hello.
Why does sharing salaries make workers more productive?
It creates greater transparency. Dysfunction is like mold. It lives in dark places. So whenever we can shine spotlights and say, hey, let's make this clear. This is how we're going to pay you. That's good. It's good. So when they found that when they've done that, people eventually get clear on what's expected of them. They know how people get rewarded. And so then they can model that. And that's where we see the increase in performance, because there's a greater clarity on what's expected.
I think you said an important word there and to me, and that was eventually. In other words, there's going to be some turmoil in the beginning.
Absolutely.
As everybody's talking about what everybody else makes.
Yeah. People saying, well, don't you love me? Why'd you pay them more than me? And so you're gonna initially see that.
I mean, what if you do have people doing the same job or at the same level, and there are these discrepancies between pay? That seems more disruptive than productive to me.
Yeah, so there's actually a word for that. It's called salary compression. What happens is, because of the market, you have to pay someone more for a current role than people you already have in the role.
Oh, when you hire somebody.
When you hire somebody. Let's take nursing, for example, healthcare. You got some nurses in there. They're great nurses. They've been working for the hospital for 10 years, but there is a shortage of nurses. So now you're going to hire a brand new nurse who's just finished nursing school. She's an RN. You actually pay her more than your seasoned nurses. And you had to do that to get her in the door. Just to get her in the door.
And there's no way you're going back to those other nurses and say, oh, I had to give her $5,000 more. So
if you have transparency with salaries, you have to do that.
To give them the $5,000?
Well, you don't have to, but they're going to be upset if they find out you just hired somebody and paid them that much more.
We've drifted a little bit into some of the dangers of this, but I want to go back to positive. We talked about productivity, but are there other positives?
Yeah, so you know how we've constantly had this ongoing discussion that men and women are not paid fairly?
Right.
That cleans that up. Now, no longer are you going to pay Susan 70% of what you paid Bob. It's going to be quite obvious, and you're looking at it in the face. You're going to change all that and make it even.
Do you recommend this as something that people should really be thinking about?
I would recommend finding ways to drive more transparency. Yeah, I do. I really think so, because I think the world that we're living in and the way the next generation has been brought up, that line between private and public is so blurry, and that you'd be really well advised to be leading that charge versus trying to fight it.
We don't pay him a dime, but Brandon Smith does come by most weeks to talk about interesting work and career issues. He's an independent workplace consultant and a business professor at Emory University. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Looking forward to next week.
Brandon also writes about workplace issues at gpb.org. Just look for the Working and Career blog.